Hello, my name is Chris Mikowski, and welcome to Sharing with the Community, a podcast from the town of Kiwa Island. Today, I would like to welcome Craig Harris as our guest. Craig Harris serves as Kiwa's new public safety director. Harris joins the town from Mount Pleasant Police Department, where he served as the lieutenant and unit commander in the Office of Professional Standards since 2016. The town adding the role of public safety director fulfills the vision and recommendations of the town's 1995 and 2014 public safety study to serve the growth of the island. Harris has a doctor of philosophy in public safety with a criminal justice background from Capella University, a master of science in human services, management and leadership from Springfield College, and a bachelor of science in criminal justice from South Carolina State University. He is an adjunct professor at Voorhees College and teaches juvenile delinquency, ethics and social science, deviant behavior, and senior thesis seminar. Hi, Craig, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, how you doing? I'm just amazed. I didn't know that was me.
Yeah, so I kind of want to start off easy. I would love for you to kind of just, tell us about yourself and what brought you to town and what did you do in Mount Pleasant before coming to the town?
Well, as you read so well, but there are other things I did. Mentoring youth, started a program with Mount Pleasant where we help kids make a decision whether they want to go to the right side or pretty much the bad side. Mm-hmm. Going up through my ranks, started off as patrol officer, patrolling all over the place, and then did a little bit of bike patrol, did a little bit of narcotics. Then I had a love for investigation, criminal investigation. So after criminal investigation for like 5-6 years, then I became a field training officer. That started training unit, became a corporal, then advanced to road sergeant, and now I'm where I'm at today.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're glad to have you here at the town. So I would love to kind of, I know personally, but I think the listeners would like to know kind of what is your role here at the town and what's the vision for your role specifically here for the town of Kiwa Island?
Okay, well, let's start with my role. It's an executive level role that where I report directly to the town administrator daily and to the town council on a monthly basis. My role is where I oversee all responsibilities for public safety department services and activities. Addition to that, I manage the responsibility and assure the responsibility for the town's emergency preparation program. Mm-hmm. Also coordinate programs and services for the town of Kiwa Island, such as law enforcement, crime prevention, code enforcement, special events, and short-term rentals, which is pretty good. Also add on to that, I assist in developing long-range capital budgets for various public safety programs, manage and monitor staffing levels, as well as services by our permanent agreements with the Charleston County Sheriff's Office, Beach Patrol, St. John's Fire, and Charleston County EMS. Also mentioned in your question, my vision is to be the liaison to the town, to the community, for those public safety services.
Okay. Well, that would make sense. I think that's a very useful role here for the town. I think the community has not only embraced it already, but appreciates it. Now, I know, today's June 1st, so that's the start of Public Safety Awareness Month. And I would like to kind of talk about that with you. What do we have planned for the month? And why is Public Safety Awareness Month just so important?
I think from just talking to some of the community members and some of the things in the past, I think this month is pretty much a start of what they will be seeing a lot. And I think it's our job, not just our job, our duty to make sure that the community is aware, not just even with the storm. So I think they need to be aware of any and everything that goes around us as a community. Mm-hmm. The goal is to bring awareness how to properly plan for the family, how to just be prepared for all events. So this awareness month, each week, the goal is to be able to put something out every week about just public safety awareness.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And I know, you know, the communications department's working hard with you.
Correct.
To put together campaigns to kind of show on our social medias and our e-blasts and videos and even the podcasts and our future episodes of the podcast, you know, kind of a sneak peek there. But we definitely have some really exciting things coming this month. Another thing I think we can touch on in this conversation is Disaster Awareness Day coming June 17th. Yes. Do you want to kind of talk more on Disaster Awareness Day?
Yeah, so what we did was we invite a lot of components from the outside, capital resources, human capital resources, but have some contact, have them to come in and share with our community different type of resources and information, contact information, if they have any questions regarding to any type of awareness during the storm, anything like that. Also, so that they can also have first-hand knowledge of the people who actually work behind the scene. You know, I think that's more important. They get in, as they say, they're getting right from the horse's mouth. I think that's the one of the unique things that I believe I will be bringing to the town, is that giving them that real-time information, nothing's delayed, keeping the community informed to be better, and as they say, quality of life, right? Mm-hmm. So in order to have quality of life, you have to be prepared and know how to adapt to it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know for the event on June 17th, it's going to be a kind of a hybrid. We have exhibitors, but we'll also have three panels there too, as right. well, which is going to be really exciting, with a bunch of different individuals from agencies across the Low Country coming here and that really kind of help out Kiwa Island. Correct. I think it's going to be a really beneficial opportunity for individuals to show up, learn, and build those connections and see face to face, like you said, some of the individuals that do the hard work, and the dirty work,
Right. Because we have to also consider, we have residents that have never experienced that.
Yeah.
The crisis of hurricanes and how we are with hurricanes in South Carolina, especially in Charleston. I think it will be quite informative for them as well. Then, us putting it together to give them some good information, how to prepare, and good tools and resources they can use out there.
Yeah, and even on the topic of not only preparing but evacuating if a storm came through, we'll be able to be safe and evacuate in the best and easiest way that we can off the island.
I'm born and raised in Charleston, I lived to Hugo. We didn't evacuate; we stayed. So, I know there's I know we have the pros and cons of evacuation, but it was a scary night, but things are different. A lot of things have changed. Mm-hmm. We just, still like to give people that information and the opportunity to have that knowledge of the evacuation process and having the Charleston County Emergency Director here as well will be a good time to ask a lot of questions about that process. It's going to be a great event. I think it's going to be worthwhile for Kiwa. And this is just the beginning of more tools that we're going to be bringing to Kiwa when you're talking about public safety.
Yeah. And I, kind of piggyback off of that, since you've started at the town, what are some new initiatives that we've brought to the town in the public safety realm?
Well, I can tell you, Ms. Tillerson's first task for me was to get the EMS on dialing. Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of my first new initiatives, to get that EMS truck on this island so we can have a better response time for our community members. Right now, which is another task, is actually tackling the traffic issue, mm-hmm. especially on Beach Walker. during the high peak season, and that is a task. I was out this past weekend, and you know, it's frustrating, but I have some good solutions to it, and it's a work in progress. So, but we're going to get it done, and I see a lot of positive gain from it. But the most important initiative that we're actually bringing to the town is just being able to keep the community informed. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people just don't know what's going on around them. Now, with me being in this position now, we're going to have a good process of keeping our community informed on things that's going around, not just Kiowa, but at least they have enough information to pre-plan when they want to go out about the Charleston area. At least mm-hmm. they'll have some information at that time, you know.
Yeah.
But that's definitely one of many initiatives that we'll be bringing.
Awesome. I'm sure the community will be more than ecstatic to hear that. But Mr. Harris, I appreciate your time sitting down with me and kind of discussing you know, Public Safety Month and just public safety, the realm of it as a whole. Before we go, do you have kind of anything else you would like to share to the community?
I just want everybody to please come out and ask, you know, come out and partake in our Awareness Day. Any concerns, anything, please let us know. And looking forward to making us one of the top secured island, not just in the state of South Carolina, but in the nation.
Oh yeah, I love to hear it.
Well, that's the goal.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.